The gospel for our meditation this evening is from John chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours through Jesus Christ, our living Savior. Amen. My brothers and sisters, this weekend is Mother's Day. So I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. Mothers just do so much for their children. They feed their children, they care for their children, they play with them, they teach them, they keep them clean and cozy, they nurture them as they grow. So thank you, mothers, for all that you do for your children. Another thing that many mothers like to do is decorate their nursery for their newborn, right? You find out you're pregnant and you slowly but surely prepare the baby's room. You get the crib and the mattress, you get the dresser for the baby's clothes, you get the changing table, you get the nice comfy rocking chair for yourself. You get everything ready, everything that you can think of, so that when you finally bring your baby back to the room, it's all prepared for that wonderful new addition to your family. A lot of love goes into the preparation of that nursery or anything else that you get ready for your baby. A lot of love goes into it because it's all for that precious little child. And it really is a beautiful thing, isn't it? The love that a mother has for her child. And to mention the love and the trust that that newborn child has for his mother. From day one, the mother loves her baby, and that baby knows that his mom is going to take care of him no matter what. It's that motherly love that is able to comfort a baby when he wakes up in the middle of the night, or when he takes a tumble when he's first learning to walk. It's that motherly love that the prophet Isaiah actually compares to God's love. In Isaiah chapter 66, God says through the prophet Isaiah, "As a mother comforts her son, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted in Jerusalem." Imagine that. Here we are, we're lost, and we are trapped in sin, and we are terrified of the consequences that that sin will bring, and then our God comforts us. Isaiah goes even farther than that and compares God's love to a mother again in chapter 49, when God says through the prophet, "Can a woman forget her nursing child or lack compassion for the child of her womb? Even if these forget, yet I will not forget you." Isaiah here is using a comparison from the lesser to the greater. He assumes that everyone knows the intense love that a mother has for her child. So when you ask the question, "Can a woman forget her child?" everyone would immediately know the answer, "Of course not. Of course a mother could not forget her nursing child." But then God says, "Even if they would forget, I will not forget you." Yes, God's love for you and for me even exceeds a mother's love for her child. It is with this love of God in view that we listen to the words of Jesus today. Jesus says, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If not, I would have told you. I am going away to prepare a place for you. If I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also." Jesus seeks to comfort us by reminding us that we don't need to let our earthly struggles and sorrows trouble us. In times such as this, it is such a blessing to be able to read these words of Jesus. "Do not be troubled." Don't be troubled, says Jesus. Believe in the God who loves you so much that he sent his only son to die for you. Don't be troubled. Believe in the God who loves you so much that he sent his son to save you from the consequences of your sin, death, and hell. Don't be troubled. Believe in the God-man Jesus, who laid down his life for you so that he might raise you up from the grave. Don't be troubled. Believe in your Savior Jesus, who loves you so much that he went up to heaven to prepare a place special for you. A room in heaven where you will always be able to rest in the loving embrace of your Father in heaven. Amen.